Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. In today's program, you'll hear a pre-recorded interview with Rabbi Itzhak Shapira. He's the author of The Return of the Kosher Pig and his newest book, The Besorah, or Good News, According to COVID-19, The Hidden Message of the Messiah. Well, that sounds interesting. Stay with me and I'll be right back. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at our new location at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you're in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop, now open on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 4, and Fridays by appointment only. You can call the office at 585-288-0670. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit the congregational building. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall live in peace. Shalom, shalom. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shalom, 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 shalom.
That was the wonderful voice of Jonathan Sattel. And next, hot off the press, a brand new song from Makedem featuring the sweet voice of Shy Soul. This is called Nava Tehila.
Thank you.
That was beautiful, and I know you want to know what it was all about. The words are, Hallelujah, for it is good to sing to God, for it is pleasant. Praise is beautiful. Hallelujah. Adonai is building Jerusalem, gathering together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted, binding up their wounds. He numbers the stars and calls them all by name. Great is our God and great in power. His understanding knows no bounds. It is good to sing praise. From Psalm 147, verses 1 to 5. This is Ethel Chadwick. Thank you for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Let's hear about Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester.
Have you been looking for a chiropractor in Rochester? Unlike conventional medicine, which focuses on attempting to treat disease once it occurs, the upper cervical chiropractic care offered at Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester emphasizes the importance of improving your health in an effort to reduce the risk of pain and illness in the first place. They will help you express life fully. They've been offering high-quality upper cervical chiropractic care to Rochester and upstate New York since July 2013 with state-of-the-art complete postural cone beam CT scans and complete neurological diagnostic testing equipment. They work to determine if they are what you need to get your life back. If you'd like to find out if they can help your next year to be better than the last several, please book a no-charge consultation and initial examination today. Get your life back. Give them a call today at 585-474-3739. Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester, now located at 749 East Henrietta Road. Check them out online at uccroc.com.
So let me ask you this, is your head on straight? If you want to make sure that your head is on straight, please go visit the wonderful people at Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester. Tell them you heard about it on Bagels and Blessings. All right, since we're playing new music today, here is the latest from Joshua Aaron and Aaron Schust. This is Mountain of the Lord.
Approach his holy place, only the one with clean hands and a pure heart. Who can ascend his holy hill? Who can approach his holy place? Only the one with clean hands and a pure heart. Come, let us go up. Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. Come, let us go up. Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. Lift up your heads, O mighty gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, so that the King of glory may enter in. Nations will come to celebrate. Adonai will teach us his ways, and the God of Israel will send the rain. Come, let us go up. Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. Come, let us go up. Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord.
And the law will go out from Zion, from Jerusalem his word. All creation will know your name, forever your praise is proclaimed.
And the law will go out from Zion, from Jerusalem his word. All creation will know your name forever.
place. Only the ones who are washed by the Lamb.
Well, this is Joshua Aaron, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
And now here's an oldie but goodie from Lamb.
Tops, all of ye hosts, praise him, you angels above. So let the sun and the moon rejoice, praise him, all radiant stars. For it was he who created you and established you forever and ever. And established you forever. Rejoice, old men and young men, mothers and maidens, lift up your hands and sing to the Lord.
And string instruments, cymbals and trumpets, let go your blast. Everything with breath, come praise the Lord. Everything with breath, come praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All of you kings and you people. Old men and young men, mothers and maidens, lift up your hands and sing to the Lord. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah.
I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. Here's Ted Pierce with Shehekianu.
Shehekianu, Bekiyamanu, Behegianu, Lasman Hazesh. Shehekianu, Bekiyamanu, Behegianu, Lasman Hazesh. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, who has carried us to this day. Man has said, Baruch
preserve our life and defend your own, and you brought us to this season again. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, who has carried us to this day. You uphold your people in every way, no shadow of turning in you. You are faithful to every generation, we can trust in you. Shehekianu, Makiyamanu, Rahigianu, Lasman Hase. Shehekianu, Makiyamanu, Rahigianu, Lasman Hase. Blessed are you. So where are the Hittites, Perizzites, Jebusites, Philistines, the Canaanites too? Pharaoh, the Greeks, the Romans, and the Nazis, we have victory in you. Today your right hand brought us through. When we see the darkness, right, your light comes bursting through. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shehekianu, Makiyamanu, Mahigianu, Lasman Hase. Shehekianu, Makiyamanu, Mahigianu, Lasman Hase. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, who has carried us to this day.
Again, that was Ted Pierce, and that comes from a traditional prayer that we say often during a holiday. It means, blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has kept us alive, sustained us, and brought us to this season. Amen. Hallelujah. And now, here's Earl Schillinger.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person, Saturday morning. Mornings at 10 a.m. at our new location, 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
Just a reminder that today's program is pre-recorded, but I really want to hear from you. So here's what I'd like you to do. Tell your friends and your neighbors, your pastor, your rabbi, tell them to listen to Bagels and Blessings, because live streaming makes it so easy. You can listen to the program from anywhere in the world. Whoever writes me at bagelsandblessings@gmail.com or makes a comment on my Bagels and Blessings Facebook page will be eligible to win a wonderful prize, a book, a CD, or something else that's fabulous. So I'm counting on you folks. Spread the word. In the meantime, here's my interview with Rabbi Itzhak Shapira. Enjoy, darling. Enjoy. Itzhak Shapira, welcome back to Bagels and Blessings.
Hello, how are you doing? It's great to be with you. It's been several years since we have chatted, so it's so great to hear your voice.
Oh, great. I'm just really, really excited. And since it's been so many years, I wondered if you could briefly tell our listeners how you came to know Yeshua.
Sure. So my story is quite unique. I was born and raised in Israel, to an observant Jewish family. What I mean by observant is truly traditional, in the traditions of the house of Israel. I was raised in it. My great father came from Iraq, and his father and his father, they all were rabbis. They all were Kabbalists, actually, and very strong Jewish tradition. And I was raised in it. As a matter of fact, even in my own family, to preserve their Jewishness, they intermarry with one another in arranged marriage, just to preserve Judaism and preserve their heritage. And my grandfather made an aliyah. He became very active in bringing Jews to the land. He became a politician, a famous politician in Israel. And I was raised in all of this, really knowing nothing about Jesus, or we call him Yeshua, raised in a Sephardic, this is a traditional neighborhood made up, most of people came from the Middle East, from different countries, Iraq, Iran, Egypt, etc., etc., and was raised in this tradition, and really have had nothing to do with Yeshua. And much, much later, and on the other side of my family, they all, pretty much everybody died in the Holocaust.
Oh, no.
The only one who survived, really, was my mother and her mother, my grandmother. And my grandmother had so many experiments that were done during the Holocaust on her. And so it was very difficult to communicate much of anything, so I was a product of experience both the Holocaust and also the Sephardic traditions. Very interesting upbringing that I had. I have not heard about Yeshua until I was in my early 20s. And I mean, I wish I could say, you know, I just had an experience and I gave my life to the Messiah and that was it. But was not the case with me, because the last thing I would want to do is to turn back on Judaism, turn back on what I was raised in. And it was interesting. There was a book by an Orthodox rabbi, I won't mention the book right now on the air, that lived in the late 1800s and the 1900s, who believed in the Messiah, and this book was given to me, and I read it, and it was so interesting that it's make me want to read a little bit of the New Testament. So I read the New Testament in one evening, the entire New Testament.
Oh my goodness!
In one evening in Hebrew, I read it, and I said, "Wait a second, this cannot be right. This cannot be right. What I'm reading here sounds very Jewish." So I started an investigation that took about 15 years of my life. And in these 15 years of my life, I really wanted to look at the life of Yeshua or Jesus through a Jewish lens. So, you know, I started investigating things like the divinity of the Messiah, and some of the things that are very difficult for us as Jews to really think about. Even things like the virgin birth and things like that. And really, I was not interested in having dialogues with Christians or what we call Messianic Jews or Christian missionaries, whatever you want to call them. I had no interest in that. So what I did, I turned to the pages of the Talmud, the pages of the Midrashim, the homiletic understanding of the text. And you know, here we are, 2013. It was impossible to deny it. I found him inside Judaism. It was right under our nose. It's under our nose, but it's covered in 2,000 years of Christianity. So, of course, we're biased, and it's very difficult to find him inside Judaism unless you really have to kind of remove all those things and look deeper. So I released in 2013 The Return of the Kosher Pig, which became a bestseller. We translated to many, many languages since then. And now, here we are, 2020, I'm working where God has me to work in is a reconciliation between Judaism and Christianity, really, or really between Judaism and Yeshua himself, and working this reconciliation with Jewish people. And it's a painful process. It's not an easy process. But I must tell you, it's opened the doors to some amazing things that are happening right now. So in short, my story is I found Yeshua exactly where he should be. I found Yeshua in the synagogue. I recall the year before the pandemic, I was in Israel, in Yom Kippur, and we're going through the Vidui prayer, like a proclamation of everything we have done wrong. It's an acrostic from Aleph to Tav. And, you know, I prayed this prayer since I was a little boy. And I'm sitting there, and this just happened. I mean, recently. And I said, God, I know the Messiah is in this prayer book. I know he is. I know those prayers. I see the sincerity of the Jewish people who are praying. They're crying. They're weeping. And I said, God, show me where is Yeshua even inside right now, in this moment. And the more I prayed it, it wouldn't have been even more than 10 minutes after I recite the prayer that we go to the Aleph, we go back, and then we get to the Gimel. Right, so we're going through this 22 proclamations, and we get to Gimel and we say Gazalnu. Gazalnu, we've stolen, and then we are reading inside the synagogue Isaiah 53.
Yes.
And we apply it to the Messiah, the servant of the Lord, the Messiah, inside the synagogue by the prayer book that is, it's the official the prayer book of every Sephardic Jew in the world inside Israel. And I'm talking about Orthodox Judaism. And I said, oh my goodness, he's right here. And I wept. So look, this is mission right now in these days. It's to reconcile Jacob, his name is Israel, and Esau. If you take the word Esau and you flip the letter, you get the name Yeshua. Reconciliation will occur. We just have to work through the heart of what we're doing right now.
Praise.
There's an organization. And ask God, why did you give me this tumors? Why did you give me this headache? My life was very good. I was a good Jew before I knew this Jesus guy. Why did I need this headache in my life? You know, it's really brought a lot of terrible things to my life. I must tell you, as a traditional Jew. And I still consider myself a traditional Jew. But now I understand why. It is to bring reconciliation. But we are working through this now. Amazing time to be alive.
Fantastic. Well, you know, the best thing we have in common with our brothers and sisters who are Gentiles is Yeshua. And because of him, we are one. So how exciting that you really want to inform people and help bring about reconciliation. That is just wonderful. I do want to say there are people here that are probably going to want to know what in the world we're talking about. And I'm going to ask them to just look on my podcast for the first interview if you know, if they want to get the book, The Kosher Pig. But where's the best place for people to get your books?
It's kosherpig.org. And people probably ask, what is the return of the kosher pig? In two sentences, we're seeing something amazing in the five books of Moses in the Torah. When Yaakov and Esau were born, Yaakov was getting the birthright of Esau by trick. And how is he being recognized by Isaac? Isaac is saying something amazing. He says, the voice of Jacob. And the end is the end of Esau. We have blessed Yeshua, Jesus, just like Joseph, with the wrong clothes. I'll give you one example. It says when Esau was born, he was ruddy, meaning he had a red color. look at this word in Hebrew, Vradi, it's amazing. It has a unique number. It has the value of 111. 111. 111. Now, the reason 111 is such an important number in Hebrew, because it represents the value of the word M-I. M-I. The word Vradi appeared only twice in the scriptures. One time, talking about the wicked person, and the second time, when it's calling Ruddy, it's to King David. To King David, the famous King David was Ruddy. And the tragic story teaches us that when King David was born, they brought baby King David to Samuel. And Samuel looked at the eyes of baby. Baby David, they said, oh my goodness, he looked just like Esau. There is a secret that's deep here that we are uncovering in the last days. 2,000 years, Christianity dressed the shoe in the long clothes, in the long clothes, just like in the story of Joseph and stuff. And in the last days, it ever dawned on you or thought about it, well, Joseph, what is Dad so much, loved Jacob so much, the fact that when he feels himself, he said, is my father still alive? Well, it sounds somewhat self-serving. Why would he say that? What a hypocrite you are, Joseph. Why you never went to look for your dad? And all the reasons I don't get back. Why you never went back? And the answer for this question, he never went back because he was ashamed. Was dressed in the wrong clothes. So the return of the kosher pig is a book to bring to the world this question. How do we, what does it mean? What is the wrong clothing that we put on Jesus? And how do we put him back in these proper garments so we will be recognized again to Israel, the Jewish people?
Amazing. Did you ever in your wildest dreams think that you would end up authoring books?
No, and especially not a book that sold tens and tens of thousands of copies. And I got to tell you, God has a sense of humor. We are in 2020, and I want to tell the audience the story. We know that the pandemic hits, and when the pandemic took place, I am with my suitcases in a way to Rome, Italy, okay, for our biggest conference that we are doing in Europe, where we're releasing our new prayer book in Italian. We have hundreds and hundreds of people are coming. The outbreak first took place in China, and then it took place in Italy. And all the people that are supposed to come to the conference, they're coming from North Italy, from this region. So I pray, I said, God, well, what am I to do? I am about to release another book, and what's going on? What should I do? And God said, cancel everything. Get the money, forget everything, cancel everything. Do not go. Don't go. Simply I heard a voice from heaven said, do not go.
Oh my goodness.
It was a very painful. Yeah, it was a terrible thing. It's something that cost almost $100,000.
Wow.
All of these things. Yeah, so, you know, there were a lot of financial ramifications. But, you know, when God says not to do something, you're going to obey. But I didn't know why God said not to go, because it was a surprise. The very following week after this, I'm talking near the end of January, early February, when the pandemic was just starting, I lost my voice. And when I say I lost my voice, you can kind of hear my voice is a little bit scratchy right now, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about complete loss of voice.
Oh, no, that's not good.
100% loss of voice. Immediately to the hospitals, everybody's checking me, shoving things in my throat, finding out what's wrong. Nobody can figure out what's wrong with me. But here's what's happening. While this is taking place and I am in complete loss of voice, I'm starting visions from heaven of this COVID-19, of what is happening in the world.
Really?
The things that, yeah, it's shocking. And you know, I never used the term, I see things from everywhere, but it was like that. Simply seeing things and understanding things in a heavenly reality as is a pipe open from heaven and just pour something into me from, I cannot explain it to you. And this has all happened for 6 months. For 6 months, no voice. Nobody can understand what's wrong with
me. That's a long time not to have a voice.
That is a long time. And I feel like I'm dying. That's the other thing. I can barely breathe. It's just a terrible, terrible thing. And it wasn't COVID. So now here's what happened. Then I knew what God wanted me to do alone. He wanted me to write it down. I didn't want to write it down. It was so terrifying and so clear, the picture, that what I have seen, that I didn't want to write it down. The day I picked up the pen to start writing, the very next day I woke up in the morning, voice completely back to me.
Oh, wow.
God is my witness. I ran to the hospital and I said, what's up with that? What's going on here? The doctors look at me and say, I don't know. It's a miracle. I knew what it was. In a period of 7 weeks, I wrote 1,100 pages of direct revelation from God. 1,100 pages in 7 weeks. Just imagine how much God is pouring to me. And God says, release it on the day of election. I put the very first 550 pages into a book called The Good News According to COVID-19.
Huh, that's an unusual title.
Yeah, and usually, you know, you write a book, you want people to endorse it and stuff like that. God said, don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. I gave the book only to 3 people to read. An Orthodox rabbi who does not believe that Yeshua is the Messiah, to a Jewish Israeli historian who is focusing the expertise on Messianic Judaism, and to a Christian, very famous, well-known Christian pastor. The Orthodox rabbi read the book. He called me immediately. He says, both me and the rabbitin are moved to tears. We are weeping reading this. Not only that I will give the endorsement as an Orthodox rabbi, I want to write a letter about your book, and I want you to stick it in the front page. And with my signature. This is a rabbi who doesn't believe yet in Yeshua Messiah. And I have this to both in both of them.
That must be some book. Woo!
I'm telling you, this is an historic moment for Messianic Judaism. What I'm honored to acknowledge, recognize, and endorse the monumental task and effort of my good friend, colleague, and scholar of the Holy Scripture, Rabbi Shapiro. This phenomenal book is a thorough study based on the Jewish traditional sources, other studies inspired by the worldwide phenomenon that we are witnessing nowadays. And then he continues on and explains. This book was written by a divine revelation. Even Orthodox rabbis who yet to believe in Yeshua have been endorsing this book. So when you ask the question, well, am I in the business writing? Listen, no, not really. Not really. I wrote The Return of the Kosher Pig as a divine inspiration. But this is in another level. Because The Return of the Kosher Pig, I wrote about what the rabbi said the last 2,000 years. This is a book that I'm saying, let's look forward. Let's look forward. Let me tell you, you know, it's dangerous to write anything looking forward. Very dangerous. And everything I wrote, I said, I didn't write this book. God did. And he did it very fast and in a very razor-sharp way. So this is the story. story behind the good news of the COVID-19.
Now, you're saying that's only 500 and some odd pages. What about the other 600 pages?
Thank you for asking it. The other 600 pages are going to come out on the eve on Passover. I didn't want to overwhelm the readers and put it all in one volume. And when you read the endorsement and you see what others said, it's already overwhelming them. I didn't want to overwhelm it. And you're probably wondering, what's the message of the book? What's the book all about?
Yeah.
I'm wondering, I assume. I mean, that's the million-dollar question. So I want to tell you something. Everything that you see right now that is happening with the COVID-19, even today we're doing an interview and we're just hearing the news that there's a mutation of the virus. You know, I wrote about not just a virus, about the mutations before there was a mutation. Probably ask, how do I know it? How would I know it?
Divine.
I know nothing.
Divine revelation.
I can give you the page. Page 125, 126, bullet point 5. I mentioned it. How can it be? It can be because Moses and the Torah are true. And Moses left us a code for the last days so we know what to do. So I'll tell you a little bit what this book is about so you understand it. The good news about the COVID-19, and I know everybody wants to talk gloom and doom, but this is not what this book is about. There is a divine warning here, but there is a bigger message that I think people are missing. When we read prophecies, when we read the Bible about prophecies, we need to understand one rule that the prophets are telling us again and again. If God give a good prophecy, something that is positive, the prophecy has to be fulfilled. But a negative prophecy, a prophecy of a calamity, does not have to be fulfilled. Absolutely not. Have you ever seen one of those books when you were a child and said, if you want to go to the left, go to page 10. If you want to go to the right, go to page 20. You are writing the story of the last days. And I show it here that we are right now standing in a junction. A junction. And God has sent this virus. Yes, there is pain. Yes, there is calamity. But God has sent this virus not to destroy us. He sent this virus to give us a chance for correction before it is too late. Before, do you know that even the lockdowns that we're experiencing right now, they have been prophesied by Moses. And Moses said, if the people will do this, they will get that. As a result of this, they will get that. The choice is ours. And this is what the heart of this book is. We have to choose right now.
Oh, my. So, again, for anybody that wants that book, if they go to the, is it thekosherpig.org?
No. This book is on www.goodnewscovid19.net. Goodnewscovid19.net. And look, there is a formula that you see again and again in the Bible, in the Torah specifically. Out of calamity, salvation comes. Always. It's important to remember. People praying against the virus right now and against this and that, but you have to understand what the scripture teaches us. God says in Isaiah, I am the creator of light. I am the creator of darkness. I am the creator of good, and I am the creator of evil. Even what's happening right now in the world is a supervision. It's supervision by God himself. He wants to hasten is the return of the king. And he is using this virus right now to hasten us, to line up spiritually. You see, people look at this and say, well, We can't wait to be raptured, to be out of here. But we have to understand something. God is a king. And he is not going to come to a place that is broken and faulty. He has to come to a place where the kingdom is already has been established below. And right now the world is called the kingdom in Jewish literature. God is not very happy with the way we treat one another. So what does he do? He sends something like that to the world. The way we treat each other, the way we treat the environment, etc., etc. He's sending something to give us a chance to line ourselves up, to get ourselves rectified. You see it again and again in the Torah. I'll give you one of the biggest examples to think about. When Israel, what is the place, the time that the Spirit of God fell upon Israel for the first time? Well, it happened when Israel established the tabernacle. Israel established the tabernacle, Spirit camp, and dwell inside of them. And he said, that's my agenda, to me to dwell inside of you. Well, what happened right before they built the tabernacle? Literally the chapter before that. The golden calf.
Oh, yeah.
The greatest failure in Jewish history, the golden calf. And how did they build the golden calf? They took the gold. Where did they take the gold from? Did you ever stop and think about this? Well, they took the gold. Moses melted. He evaporated. He took the golden calf, he grinded it, and he put it into the water, and he said, you, Israel, now you're going to consume it. You are going to be using part of this gold for the filth to build my tabernacle. God uses filth to bring salvation out of this. And we have to understand that. And that's what he's doing right now. So there is a great, clear patterns that are so shocking with the COVID-19, but not just with the COVID-19. The book called The Gospel According to the COVID-19, or The Good News According to the COVID-19, the hidden message of the Messiah for the last day. So the day we translated it, God is moved so fast in the heart of so many people that within 3 months, that coming, we're going to have this book translated. Spanish, Italian, French, Korean, Portuguese. God, the message is so profound that every believer has to get this message before it's too late.
Amen.
Before it's too late. Well, and here's the thing. We have a choice. We have a choice. We choose how this future, our end time is going to play out. We are going to choose now. And this is it's time for choices.
Well, this is a lot to think about. We have run out of time for now, but I can see that just around Passover, I'm going to have you back on to talk about the next book. But for now, I want to thank you so much for being with me.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm very excited, and I can't wait to get my copy. So God bless you.
Amen. 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 Many blessings.
I hope you enjoyed that interview with Rabbi Itzhak Shapira. And if you want more information about his latest book, you can go to goodnewscovid19.net. And right now, here's Avner and Rachel Bosky with Ancient Gates. Thank you.
is Rachel Bosky, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. And now, here's Phil Klein with the ironic benediction.
Yivarech Echa Adonai V'yismor Echa Yair Adonai Panav Alecha V'ikunecha Yisa Adonai Panav Alecha V'yasem Lecha Shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Alechem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.